You mean biasy?
Mm-hmm. If he asks her to marry him and she says she won't do it, then you'd say she's done what to him?
Give him the mitten. I used to hear that, if I give you the mitten if you ask a girl for a date. They say no. She'd give me the mitten.
And that, you'd use that if he asked, if he said, will you marry me? And she said no, too, huh?
Well, I think so. I think that was that slang expression they used.
Well, that's a dandy.
Give him the mitten.
You can't have my hand, I'll give you the mitten.
Uh-huh.
What did they call it when a couple got married and the community got together to make a lot of noise?
Chivalry.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't chivalry us. We had everybody there that day. But if they get married secretly and come in, like they went off to another town and got married and come home, then nearly always chivalry.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that have very bad effects. My brother was married in Nebraska, and when he came home, they chivalried him at my father's house. My father was deaf, he couldn't hear, and he got the shotgun, and he was all but shot some people.
My goodness.
He thought they disturbed him the peace, you know, they came there. They shot off guns, you know, and they rattled, and they had to plow the discs and bells and things, and he didn't understand it, and we couldn't explain it to him because he was deaf. My husband was in the crowd, and my husband said he was really scared about it. I wasn't there, but my husband was there.
I imagine that's really
cool. Reading. The couple had already retired. They didn't come there until about 12 o'clock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd gone upstairs and gone to bed. They'd just come from Nebraska. They'd been married about a week. If they had a give a kind of a party or something, a dance or something for them while they were shivering. But it's done all in fun, but it's really some pretty bad things happen.
Yeah.
Some shiveries.
I guess a lot of people get drunk at those things sometimes.
Yes, yeah, they
do. Uh-huh. I heard about a case where a fellow took his shotgun and went right under the window.
Uh-huh.
He was going to shoot it right under their window, and he touched it off all right, but it was pointed in, and it just tore all the siding off the house.
Oh.
Went up through the roof.
Well, I heard where they... well, here in Norman, they chivalried Emory Stubman. He still lives in Norman. He's an old man now, as old as I am. And they took him and kept him out all night, and they took him down the Canadian River, and they soused him in the river and everything.
Hmm.
Took him away from his bride.
Well, they didn't like him.
No, they didn't. He didn't like it very well. They do a lot of things with chivalry.
Mm-hmm.
They knew when they chivalried an old man, he'd been an old widower for years, and he brought his bride home, and they tried every way to get him out of the house. They couldn't get him out, so finally they got him and stopped. It was in the wintertime, stopped up the chimney, so the stove was through the coal smoke out of the house, and they smoked him out. And he came out with a shotgun. He's going to shoot all of them. It really wasn't a very happy honeymoon.
No.
He took it seriously, and it's just his neighbors went in there.
Uh-huh. That's too bad.
Yeah.
If they hadn't cared anything for him, they would have left him alone.
No, it was all done in fun.
In the spring, the last day that school meets, you say, is the day that school...
School is out.
Uh-huh. And in the fall...
School begins.
Uh-huh. If a boy starts for school and doesn't make it, but goes to do something else, you say he did what?
Played hooky.
But you should go to school to get
knowledge, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Because his parents are paying for his
education.
Uh-huh. Where would he start in school?